I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Day-Day, what's going on, man?
All right. Happy Friday, man. First off, I want to give a shout-out to all the high school football teams. Week two of the season really kind of kicked off last night because we actually do have a lot of Thursday night games around the state nowadays.
Right.
But tonight, a lot of matchups, but a few of them that I'll kind of be keeping my eye on are Jonesboro at Douglas County. Both of those teams opened up their seasons with wins last week. Douglas County considered a favorite to win 6A this year?
Yes.
And so, but Jonesboro, man, that's a very talented team. I don't think people realize how much talent they have on that team. North Cobb and McEachern, that's going to be another one again. Both of them opening up with wins last week. Rita and Lathonia, and Mike, down your way, the old rivalry, East Coweta and Noonan.
Oh, man. I think it was a 1-point loss to Sandy Creek for East Coweta last week. And I know Coach.
Which is another big rivalry.
I know, big Coach Small. I mean, that's a tough team to open with. And Carl, I was at 2 years back, and the first year we moved down to where I live in Sharpsburg.
Yeah.
That is, I know you've got some great rivals up where you live, but man, when Noonan and East Coweta get it gone, man, it's electric. It'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah, man. So just want to give everybody a shout out real quick. So what do you guys think about this? Apparently, NCAA is considering adopting a new rule that would require incoming Division I athletes to disclose all the NIL deals they earned during their junior and senior years of high school upon enrolling in college. The rule also would extend to junior college athletes who transfer to D1 programs. Is this doing a little bit too much, you think, when it comes down to I don't want to say privacy, but, you know, just as this NIL landscape.
Okay,
and
so why do they have to disclose?
That's what I want.
Right.
I don't get it.
Yeah, look, if there's a legitimate reason, unless we just want to be nosy and find out how much these kids are making and you know, what they've got prior to going to college, I don't get this. This should be a private situation for every kid that's out there that is privileged enough to get some NIL, whether it's in high school or you know, certainly in college. We all wanted to know when this first came about. I remember a few years ago, we got to talking about this, and it's like, oh, we're going to know how much these guys make. I don't think we should. They don't know what you make.
True.
They're not in your taxes. Like, why should you know? Like, if the school evaluates them in a way and they get paid, you know it's coming out of the athletic program, how much? Who cares? Like, I think we're looking at this because it's professional football, even though it's not, and you want to know, all right, well, what's my quarterback getting? And then you want to complain, right, and bang on these guys for whether he gets too much or not. I don't know. The high school thing, you want to do that in college, fine, but I don't think that we should be privy to that.
I'm with Carl. I mean, I'm sure, unless, you know, the NCAA just wants to know where everybody is and you're trying to find. What's next? We're going to start subpoenaing your checking account?
Right.
You know, your savings? I don't know. I think that's a step too far.
Yeah, and the reality of it is, it's not like a ton of high school kids. There's only a select few of high school kids that are getting NIL deals that are going to be significant. All right, moving on. Now that we know that the SEC is going to move to a 9-game conference schedule.
We like it.
About damn time.
How important will it be for Texas to keep Georgia or Alabama as one of their 3 annual conference games?
Ooh, do you really want that if you're a Georgia fan?
Yeah, look, it's great for the conference. And you talk about it because, in fact, it's a new rivalry, right? This is not right. long withstanding, you know, going back like, 150 years or whatever.
Well, it ain't a rivalry if Texas can't beat Georgia.
This is true. Mm-hmm. But I think it's good for the conference. Right. I just don't know, like, when we talked about these natural rivalries yesterday, who are the built-in natural rivalries that you already have? And then if you wanted to add one. So for Georgia, like, you're telling me on top of Florida, Tennessee, and Auburn, you're going to add Texas every year? That's a lot.
Right.
You probably have to get rid of one of them.
And I don't know if I want to do that. Like, there is something to be said about the traditional rivalries that we've grown up with and watched in this region for many, many years. Mm-hmm. The fact that Texas is a part of this now, great. But I said, Texas OU rivalry, add A&M to that. All right, you got LSU. That's a rivalry for those teams. Like, it's over there, and I'm not saying that you shouldn't, but I don't necessarily want to take away from what already has been established.
And I know we don't have divisions, but I kind of like setting up your pods like it's almost a division. So Georgia would play Auburn. I know some. I asked a question today on my Twitter, Carl, Mike Bell ATL, and some guys say they're cool with Kentucky over Tennessee.
Okay.
Some guys even said they're done with Auburn. I'm like, well, easy now. Eventually, Auburn will get their ish together. Just don't know when that's going to happen. But, I mean, the oldest rivalry in the South, and by the way, nobody gives a flip, with all due respect to Carolina and UVA, the rivalry that matters is Georgia and Auburn. That's the oldest rivalry in the Deep South, they say.
Right.
I'd hate to see that go away. But then again, your third, what about folks who want to see South Carolina and Georgia play? Which was kind of interesting if you're a South Carolina fan when Spurrier showed you could beat Georgia.
Yeah.
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 Well, I was thinking about it because I felt like, you know, with them trying to establish themselves, them being Texas as, you know, a premier team in this conference, you know, why not Alabama or Georgia being one of their regular opponents?
Well, each team is going to face, according to what we found out yesterday, right? Each team's going to face each other in the SEC at least once every 2 years, and every opponent home and away over 4 years. So you're going to see them. You're not going to see them every year. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if that's good or bad, or maybe that builds more anticipation. Look, when we knew a couple of years ago that Texas was going to be on the schedule for Georgia, everybody was excited about it. And then the first time Georgia goes to Austin, right, and everybody's excited about it, and now here comes Texas, and everybody's, like, excited about being in Athens. I think it's good. I just don't want to take – this is me. I don't want to take away from the rivalries that we already have. You're doing away with the Iron Bowl to add to Alabama and Auburn's schedule? No way in hell.
Nope. And I do think the schedule masters will figure this out, because we're still hoping that the College Football Playoff Committee, they just added a wrinkle to strength of schedule. You and I talked about earlier in the week, kind of semantics, right?
Yep.
Just another version of strength of schedule. But yeah, as long as the College Football Playoff Committee is going to respect it, then yeah, but no, I'm with Carl. I would make it more regional and keep those rivals in place. Oklahoma, Texas A&M, and LSU. Now, granted, that's a poof. If LSU's got it going, that's a hell of a three games, but maybe or Arkansas. Take it all the way back to the old days of the Southwestern Conference.
Yeah. And I got to say this. This goes like back that. To before Texas, before Oklahoma, even before A&M was in the SEC. LSU was. And LSU would come into Texas and recruit like hell, and they'd tell those kids, you're going to play in a better conference, and you're going to be seen every Saturday at 3 o'clock. That's when they were on CBS. And the point was, it was a huge recruiting tool for LSU. When A&M came in, LSU went, wait a minute. Now you got Oklahoma and Texas. Now all four of those schools in that region, they're all vying for – there is a lot of talent in West Texas.
Right.
And so all those schools are vying for a lot of that. And I just think that's a natural thing that Mike's talking about that doesn't take away from what we already have in the SEC.
Right. And if you're LSU – you know, you don't get screwed in this, might be Arkansas, because Arkansas play Texas.
Yep.
Arkansas play LSU. Well, LSU gets Ole Miss and Miss State, and you're done.
But that's another natural rivalry that goes back years that you could make, and that, I'm fine with that.
Florida wants to, if anything is possible for Florida, get LSU off our schedule. Yeah, they've been talking about that for years.
All right, last one. You guys talked about Jerry Jones, Cowboys, Michael Parsons earlier in the show. But I wanted to ask, how much of the blame of this should fall on Michael Parsons due to the fact that he had talks with Jerry Jones at dinner without an agent being present?
His fault. His fault.
Mm-hmm.
He felt so comfortable and trusted Jerry, who is a multi-time billionaire and has done so many deals he can't even count, that you decided to sit down and agree with him. And we don't know how much of that is true or what he agreed to. But Jerry's telling you, hey, we had terms of a deal and I was going to make him the highest paid. Mm-hmm. But I got to tell you something. He probably was still going to save money on a deal that he agreed to with Micah Parsons and not his agent.
Yes, of course.
Because Parsons doesn't know what he needs to know when it comes to these negotiations and how these agents look at these other deals. So I blame Micah Parsons. Like, it's fine to have a great relationship with your bosses. But when you start talking about contracts.
That's why you have somebody else. That's why you have an intermediary.
Different deal.
Right. Right on. Look. Whatever. And by the way, Jerry's a busy, he's a big boy. I mean, the crap he was spewing a week ago, I bought the Cowboys on a handshake. Oh, really? Okay. No, a team of lawyers didn't draw up a contract. Okay, sure.
All right, that's all I got, guys. That's all that's on my mind on a Friday. Hey,
a lot of guys hitting us up on the text line about the Georgia thing. A lot of guys feel that it's not that complicated. Tennessee, Auburn, and Florida for UGA to be their three.
I love it.
And some guys do feel South Carolina. Now, again, if Tennessee gets back to where they were, now Georgia kind of owns Tennessee, you know, let's be honest. For years, Tennessee had it the other way. Teams are always rising and falling. But, I mean, that's where you wonder, you lock this in, and then what happens if, you know, all of a sudden Josh Heupel gets that five-star super-duper quarterback he thought he had with Nico, and he stays.
Oh, yeah. Look, we know this. Now, in this day and age, things can change at the drop of a hat, right? I mean, like, literally, we've seen how quickly – this is why it doesn't take forever to rebuild or to build a winning program. Now, you might be good for 1 year, but the fact is maybe that's all that it takes, Mike, to save a coach's job is to go out. You're talking about the potential of what it could be. I think all these programs are like a few players away with how the playing field has evened out. Everybody's not stacking players like they used to, and, you know, Georgia can't do it, Alabama can't do it. Kids want to play. I just think you're this far away from being.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Potentially right. Really good.
And I love the history of college football. I don't know if that resonates with our younger listeners, but I do think, you know, if you're Texas, Oklahoma, you know, that's obviously not going anywhere. But Texas A&M, you know, now that's you've got to lock those two in, right?
Yeah, it's back.
That's got to be there. I like that.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.